Doesn't it feel good now that it's officially spring? Well, it feels so good to us at the Things to Do desk that we want to dance. That's why we're heading to the Spectacular at the Franklin Institute on Friday. It's the first of the quarterly Science After Hours events featuring access to all three floors and the roof deck. Immersive entertainment will be provided by the Philadelphia School of Circus Arts, funk band Johnny Showcase and the Mystic Ticket, and drumline Positive Movement. There's even more in store. Spectacular starts at 7:30 and you can buy tickets in advance or at the door. But this is a grown folks party, 21 and up only. You can take the kids to the latest event at the Philadelphia Zoo. Staying Power, Be Distinct or Go Extinct opens on Saturday. The new attraction uses animatronic dinosaurs to make the case that the big beasts didn't survive because they failed to adapt. But even though they were much smaller, insects did, and there are larger-than-life animatronic versions of them, too. Giant insects that move as long as they stay at the zoo. The attraction is ticketed separately, so you must first buy a general admission ticket and add this on. We'll have all the info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. What time is it? It doesn't matter. It's wine o'clock somewhere. The first Philly Wine Walk is coming to Xfinity Live this Sunday. There will be over 45 wines available for tasting. You must be 21 to drink, but it's an all-ages event with entertainment planned for everyone. General admission tickets include unlimited wine tastings and a souvenir glass. Things get started at 2 p.m. What pairs well with wine? Opera. The Delaware Opera is hosting their first micro-gala before their opening night performance of La Traviata. The smaller gathering is meant to be a more intimate one for opera fans. It's happening at the Grand Opera House in Wilmington on Friday. Its theme is Casino Night, where guests can play for real cash. To attend the gala, you have to pay to see the opera as well, so factor that into your plans. The micro-gala gets started at 5 p.m. Tennis, anyone? No, not that kind. I mean the musical duo Tennis. The husband and wife band from Denver released their sixth studio album, Pollen, last month. Let's make a mistake tonight, like palm trees in the twilight. They're at the Fillmore, Philadelphia on Friday at 8 p.m. British singer-songwriter Kate Bush originally released Running Up That Hill in 1985, but the song found new life when it was featured on the fourth season of Stranger Things. It's you and me. And if only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to swap places. Be running up that road, be running up that hill, be running up that building. Her fans are gathering this weekend for Night of a Thousand Kates, where over 70 artists will perform dance, music, and art to celebrate her career. It's taking place at Union Transfer on Saturday at 8, followed by a dance party. Years ago this Saturday, we lost one of the greatest artists of all time a day before his 45th birthday. But Marvin Gaye lives on in his music and in the voice of Shelton Price, who pays tribute to his idol with a birthday celebration concert. It's at City Winery on Sunday, starting at 7:30. No, no, baby, this ain't leaving. No, 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 no. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. We're winding down this week's Things to Do, but before we go, we have some more classic music for you. On Spyro Gyra's most recent release, Vinyl Tap, they covered some of our favorite songs. They'll play them and more at the Sellersville Theater on Friday night with two shows at 6 and 9 p.m. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and this has been Things to Do. If you missed anything, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more details and more events, including our last picks for Theater Week, which ends on Sunday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.